Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away.
That's Mr. Petty bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mary Cantando is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 11-year member of our Brain Trust, author of several books, including The Woman's Advantage, also Nine Lives, the story of successful women, and she's here to talk to us about, we're continuing to talk about this licensing program that she's working on, licensing of her idea, and now it's become international. I'm so proud of you, Mary. Congratulations.
Well, I'm excited about it, Jim, because it lets me reach out to women and help women around the country, around the world, that I will never even meet. And it helps other women who are licensing my program generate some revenue.
Folks, this is an amazing... What we described to you, and what she described in the last segment, is an amazing business accomplishment, an amazing entrepreneurial feat, probably a very financially successful transaction for her. But this is why we love Mary, because all she wants to talk about is how it's helping women. Mary, you're the real deal, and I admire you for that, and I appreciate you for that. However, there are people out there who will take advantage of you, and you know this. And,
oh yeah.
And your intellect. We need to touch on this. This intellectual property that you're licensing. I'm still calling it a form of a franchise, but I think you need to keep that in your head that it is a franchise in terms of thinking about how to scale it. But it's intellectual property. You're trademarking things. You're spending money on trademarks. You can never underestimate how many of those you need. But you not only have identified them, you've not only secured them, but Mary, you have to be prepared to defend them.
Well, Jim, one of the things that I thought long and hard about was how to structure this so that I retained control over it.
Yep.
And two things I've done are this. First of all, the members, no matter where they are, so if they're in Tampa, Florida, if they're in Seattle, Washington, the members pay their membership fee through our website.
Right.
So that way I retain the control
right.
of that. And,
right.
and this is only something I can do because the base of this program is one of the books I have written.
Mm-hmm.
All of the products come out of our fulfillment house. So the books, the workbooks, the calendars, everything that are a part of this program are shipped directly. So the money is paid into
so the licensing,
and the products are shipped out from us.
And this is where, you are different from a classic franchise, in that the participants pay you, and then you share in the success with the facilitator who licenses your idea.
Exactly, we do a revenue share with that chair who's leading that.
And
that
it allows them to get into the thing at a very easy entry level. And then they are compensated based on their performance.
Exactly. So they build the chapter of 14 women,
right.
And then the women pay all the money into us, and then the chair gets paid back her percentage on
right.
a monthly basis.
Right.
Yeah.
Very smart, folks. I hope you pay attention to what Mary just said. That may be the smartest thing you did, Mary.
Well, I really thought long and hard about how to do it, both from a cash flow perspective
mm-hmm.
and from the perspective of safeguarding my intellectual property.
Well, it also simplifies the work of your licensee, of your facilitator, because they don't have to deal with the money, they don't have to deal with people who their credit card doesn't work or whatever. All they do is show up and do the cool stuff.
That's exactly right. They don't have to do any of the back office, and we keep the databases, we keep all that.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is they get the exact content to deliver at a session,
right.
And they go in and present it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, so what are you doing? How many? But you've hired an intellectual property attorney, and they're trademarking everything they can get. You can get your hands on, right?
Exactly.
And copywriting everything and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, we put copyrights on everything, and I've done that for years. Mm-hmm. I put copyrights
right.
on everything
right.
that I sent
but,
out.
But some things need to be
everything.
Trademarked, not just copyrighted, right? You know that. And,
right,
and,
right.
And you just mentioned in the last segment that you're in Canada and maybe Australia. That puts you into international intellectual property laws.
And that is a whole new learning curve for me.
Yeah.
From a tax perspective, from a legal perspective, everything.
Yeah, and so don't underestimate the expense of that too. Not only getting the IP secured, but ultimately defending it and keeping up with you know paying attention to who's using it, who may be using it. You've got to do all kinds of continuous searches to make sure people aren't using your stuff.
Exactly.
And usurping it and infringing upon it. Mary, congratulations. Good job. This has been a great, your story has been a great lesson for others. I know people are benefiting from that out there right now and giving them some different ideas to do their own particular thing. As always, it's great having you here. Come back soon.
Well, thanks, Jim.
Can we have a website? Let's have a website, by the way.
Womansadvantage.com.
Can they find out more about the licensing of your forums there?
Absolutely.
Womansadvantage.com, folks. Mary Cantando. Thanks, Mary. Come back soon.
Okay, Jim. Take care.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.